You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to Day 66. We're continuing in the book of Leviticus. And the topic today is how to keep the body pure. We'll talk about all kinds of different discharges, both for men and women. And in chapter 16, Moses' brother, Aaron, gets specific instructions on how to operate in the holy temple. Remember, two of his sons got vaporized last time they tried to make up their own rules. So now we reestablish the rules to make Aaron pure and set the boundaries. And God talks about how once a year, all the Israelites will be purified from all their sins. We're also continuing in the book of Mark. And there is a plot to kill Jesus. But in the meantime, Jesus is preparing for the Last Supper with his followers. And then there's a little controversy when a woman decides to pour expensive perfume on the head of Jesus. And the followers think that this was a huge waste of money, that they could have used the money to give to the poor. And they were actually surprised at Jesus' response that he not only defends her, but explains that she is preparing him for death. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started.
Leviticus 15, Rules for Discharges from the Body. The Lord also said to Moses and Aaron,
"Say to the Israelites, whoever has a genital discharge is unclean. The person is unclean, whether the discharge continues to flow or whether it stops."
The following are more detailed instructions from the Lord. If a man with a discharge lies on a bed, that bed becomes unclean. Everything he sits on will become unclean. If you touch that bed, you must wash your clothes and bathe in water. You will be unclean until evening. If you sit on anything that he sat on, you must wash your clothes and bathe in water. You will be unclean until evening. If you touch him, you must wash your clothes and bathe in water. You will be unclean until evening. If he spits on you, you must wash your clothes and bathe in water. You will be unclean until evening. If that man sits on a saddle, it will become unclean. If you touch or carry anything that was under him, you will be unclean until evening. If he touches you, you must wash your clothes and bathe in water. You will be unclean until evening. If a man with a discharge touches a clay bowl, that bowl must be broken. If he touches a wooden bowl, that bowl must be washed in water. When it comes time for a man with a discharge to be made clean, he must wait 7 days. Then he must wash his clothes and bathe his body in running water. Then he will become clean. On the 8th day, he must take for himself 2 doves or 2 young pigeons and come before the Lord at the entrance of the meeting tent. He will give the 2 birds to the priest. The priest will offer the birds, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. In this way, the priest will make that man pure before the Lord. If a man has a flow of semen, he must bathe his whole body in water. He will be unclean until evening. If the semen is on any clothing or leather, that clothing or leather must be washed with water. It will be unclean until evening. If a woman has sexual relations with a man, and he has a flow of semen, both the man and the woman must bathe in water. They will be unclean until evening. If a woman has a discharge from her monthly time of bleeding, she will be unclean for 7 days. Anyone who touches her will be unclean until evening. Everything she lies on during her monthly time of bleeding will be unclean, and everything she sits on during that time will be unclean. Whoever touches her bed must wash their clothes and bathe in water. They will be unclean until evening. Whoever touches anything she has sat on must wash their clothes and bathe in water. They will be unclean until evening. It doesn't matter if they touched the woman's bed or if they touched something she sat on. They will be unclean until evening. If a man has sexual relations with a woman during her monthly time of bleeding, he will be unclean for 7 days. Every bed he lies on will be unclean. If a woman has a discharge of blood for many days, not during her time of monthly bleeding, or if she has a discharge after that time, she will be unclean, just as during the time of her monthly bleeding. She will be unclean for as long as she has a discharge. Any bed she lies on during the time of her discharge will be like her bed during the time of her monthly bleeding. Everything she sits on will be unclean, just as it is during the time she is unclean for her monthly bleeding. Whoever touches these things will be unclean until evening. They must wash their own clothes and bathe in water. After the woman's discharge stops, she must wait 7 days. After that, she will be clean. Then, on the 8th day, she must bring 2 doves, or 2 young pigeons, to the priest at the entrance of the meeting tent. Then the priest must offer 1 bird for a sin offering and the other bird for a burnt offering. In this way, the priest will make her pure before the Lord.
So you must warn the Israelites about being unclean. If you don't warn the people, they might make my holy tent unclean, and then they would have to die.
These are the rules for anyone with a discharge from the body. These rules are for men who become unclean from a flow of semen, and these rules are for women who become unclean from their monthly time of bleeding. And these are the rules for anyone who becomes unclean by sleeping with another person who is unclean. Leviticus 16, the Day of Atonement. 2 of Aaron's sons died while offering incense to the Lord. After that time, the Lord spoke to Moses. The Lord said,
"Talk to your brother Aaron. Tell him that he cannot go behind the curtain into the most holy place anytime he wants to. The mercy cover is in the room behind that curtain on top of the holy box. And I appear in a cloud over that mercy cover. If Aaron goes into that room, he will die."
The following are further instructions from the Lord. Before Aaron enters the most holy place, he will offer a bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. Aaron will wash his whole body with water and put on the special clothes. He will put on the linen underwear next to his body, the linen robe, the linen belt, and then he will put the linen turban on his head. From the whole community of Israel, Aaron will accept 2 male goats for a sin offering and 1 ram for a burnt offering. Then he will offer the bull for the sin offering. This sin offering is for himself. He will do this to purify himself and his family. Then Aaron will take the 2 goats and bring them before the Lord at the doorway of the meeting tent. Aaron will throw lots for the 2 goats. 1 will be for the Lord, the other lot will be for Azazel. Then Aaron will offer the goat chosen by the lot for the Lord. Aaron will make this goat a sin offering. But the goat chosen by the lot for Azazel will be brought alive before the Lord. Then this goat will be sent out to Azazel in the desert. This is to make the people pure. Then Aaron will offer the bull as a sin offering for himself. He will purify himself and his family. He will kill the bull for the sin offering for himself. Then he will take a fire pan full of coals of fire from the altar before the Lord. Aaron will take 2 handfuls of sweet incense that has been ground into powder and take it into the room behind the curtain. He will put the incense on the fire before the Lord. Then the cloud of incense will hide the mercy cover that is over the box that holds the agreement. This way, Aaron will not die. Aaron will dip his finger into the bull's blood and sprinkle it on the front of the holy box. Then he will sprinkle the blood 7 times onto the front of the mercy cover. Then Aaron will kill the goat of the sin offering for the people. He will bring this goat's blood into the room behind the curtain. He will do with the goat's blood as he did with the bull's blood. He will sprinkle the goat's blood on the mercy cover and in front of it. In this way, Aaron will purify the most holy place from all the uncleanness and sins of the Israelites. He will also purify the meeting tent because it stands in the middle of people whose sins have made them unclean. No one must be in the meeting tent when Aaron goes in to purify the most holy place. No one is to go in there until Aaron comes out after purifying himself, his family, and all the Israelites. Then Aaron will go out to the altar that is before the Lord. Aaron will make the altar pure. He will take some of the blood from the bull and from the goat and put it on the corners of the altar on all four sides. Then he will dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle it on the altar seven times. In this way, Aaron will make the altar holy and clean from all the sins of the Israelites. So Aaron will make the most holy place, the meeting tent, and the altar pure. Then he will bring the living goat to the front of the tent. He will put both his hands on the head of the living goat. Then he will confess the sins and crimes of the Israelites over the goat. In this way, Aaron will lay the people's sins on the goat's head. Then he will send the goat away into the desert. A man will be standing by, ready to lead this goat away. So the goat will carry all the people's sins on itself into the empty desert. The man who leads the goat will let it loose in the desert. Then Aaron will enter the meeting tent. He will take off the linen clothes that he put on when he went into the holy place. He will leave these clothes there. He will wash his whole body with water in a holy place. Then he will put on his clothes. He will come out and offer his burnt offering and the people's burnt offering. He will make himself and the people pure. Then he will burn the fat of the sin offering on the altar. The man who led the goat to Azazel must wash his clothes and his whole body with water. After that, he may come into the camp. The bull and the goat for the sin offerings will be taken outside the camp. The blood from these animals was brought into the holy place to make the holy things pure. The skins, bodies, and body waste of those animals will be burned in the fire. Then the man who burns them must wash his clothes and bathe his whole body with water. After that, he may come into the camp. This law will always continue for you. On the 10th day of the 7th month, you must not eat food. You must not do any work. None of the travelers or foreigners living in your land can do any work either. Because on this day, the priest will do this to make you pure and wash away your sins. Then you will be clean to the Lord. You must humble yourselves, because this day is a very important day of rest for you. This law will continue forever. The Lord said,
"In the future, this ceremony will be done by the priest who will be anointed and appointed to serve after his father. That priest will put on the holy linen clothes and make the most holy place, the meeting tent, and the altar pure. He will also make the priests and all the people pure. That law will continue forever. Once every year, you will purify the Israelites from all their sins."
So they did everything that the Lord had commanded Moses.
Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 16. The plan to kill Jesus. It was now only 2 days before Passover, and the festival of unleavened bread. The leading priests and teachers of the law were trying to find a way to arrest Jesus without the people seeing it. Then they could kill him. And they said,
"But we cannot arrest Jesus during the festival. Don't want the people to be angry and cause a riot."
Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon, a man who had suffered from a dreaded skin disease. While he was eating there, a woman came to him. She had an alabaster bottle filled with expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke off the top of the bottle and poured the perfume on Jesus' head. This upset some of the people there, and they complained to each other.
"What a waste of expensive perfume! It was worth a full year's pay. It could have been sold, and the money given to those who are poor."
And they told the woman what a bad thing she had done. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why are you giving her such trouble? She did a very good thing for me. If you want to help the poor, they are always nearby. You can give to them anytime you want. You will not always have me.
This woman did the only thing she could do for me. She poured perfume on my body before I die to prepare it for burial. The good news will be told to people all over the world, and I can assure you that everywhere the good news is told, the story of what this woman did will also be told, and people will remember her. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 apostles, went to talk to the leading priests about handing Jesus over to them. They were very happy about this, and they promised to pay him. So he waited for the best time to hand Jesus over to them. It was now the first day of the Festival of Unleavened Bread, the day the lambs were killed for Passover. Jesus' followers came to him and said,
"We will go and prepare everything for you to eat the Passover meal. Where do you want us to have the meal?"
Jesus sent two of his followers into the city. He said to them, "Go into the city. You will see a man carrying a jar of water. He will come to you. Follow him. You will go into a house. Tell the owner of the house,
'The teacher asked that you show us the room where he and his followers can eat the Passover meal.'
The owner will show you a large room upstairs that is ready for us. Prepare the meal for us there." So the followers left and went into the city. Everything happened the way Jesus said it would. So the followers prepared the Passover meal. Psalm chapter 31, verses 1 through 8. For the music director, a psalm of David. Lord, I come to you for protection. Don't let me be disappointed. You always do what is right, so save me. Listen to me. Come quickly and save me. Be my rock, my place of safety. Be my fortress and protect me. Yes, you are my rock and my fortress. For the good of your name, lead me and guide me. Save me from the traps my enemy has set. You are my place of safety. Lord, you are the God we can trust. I put my life in your hands. Save me. I hate those who worship worthless idols. I trust only in you, Lord. Your faithful love fills me with joy. You have seen my suffering. You know about the troubles I have. You have kept me away from my enemies and have given me a safe place to stand.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 66. Join us for day 67. We'll hear rules about killing and eating animals. And then in chapter 18, the Lord gives the rules for all kinds of sexual relations. And in the book of Mark, Jesus has a final supper with his followers. And then he goes out to pray to the Lord, that the Lord spare him from certain death. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.